dropped 33 points, down to 54.8. I don't know how to judge QBR.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Sitting here looking at the numbers, his QBR when he won the MVP was 117.1. Last year,
not nitpicking, that's quarterback rating. The quarterback rating and QBR is two different things.
Okay, no, you're right. So his QBR was 79.4 when he won the MVP.
I don't know what the hell that means. Like I said, I don't know.
Let's just go by
those.
The rate. Yeah. Isn't that the one we usually go by?
Yeah, the rating is what we usually use. QBR rating's different.
Well, forget QBR. Yeah. QBR throw it out, can go to hell.
Because no one knows what the hell it means.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
He had a QBR of 117. Went back to average in
2017. But QBR, he had a rating of 117.
Jesus Christ. He had a rating of 117. We still call it the quarterback rating, though, don't
I know,
we?
But you don't shorten it to QBR. You just...
What the hell is the QBR?
No one knows!
Jesus.
On 1340 WKGN.
I have a definition if you want it.
You can read it to me. I've read it a million times. I still don't know what the hell it means. To be fair, I don't really know what the hell quarterback rating means either. Hour two kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Drink what you truly want with the light, refreshing, Truly Hard Seltzer. Only 100 calories, 1 gram of sugar, with many different flavors, including the new lemonade. You can find something that agrees with your taste buds that you will enjoy. Drink what you truly want. Hour two headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thank you, John. Titans.
You're welcome.
Titans defensive coordinator Dean Pease announced yesterday that he is retiring. It's the second guy to leave for the Titans. The DB's coach left too, right?
Yeah, Kerry Coombs.
Kerry Coombs going to Ohio State.
Combs, yeah, it's like COOMB. He went to Ohio State to be the defensive coordinator, which I do wonder, like, would he have gotten the job had he stayed because the DC was retiring? Maybe they would have upgraded him to DC.
Yeah, it might have just been bad timing.
Yeah, it might have been bad timing, but I would imagine, like, Pease would have given him a heads up if he liked him, I guess, or Vrabel maybe would have given him a heads up. I don't know. But now Tennessee, is replacing their defensive coordinator and their DB's coach. This is what I was worried about. You know, you were able to keep – it looked like you were going to keep your whole coaching staff intact. No coordinator is going to get hired. You know, last year you had to replace your offensive coordinator. Matt LaFleur got the head coaching job with the Packers, and you had to go bring in somebody new or – promote from within as they did. But this year it looked like Arthur Smith was going to be back and your defensive coordinator is going to be back and you're just going to be able to, you know, have some continuity. But alas, no, you don't. You will not have any continuity because Dean Pease retired.
Well, he's been coaching for 47 years.
Oh, no. So. I mean, like, yeah, it probably shouldn't be a big surprise. I mean, he's been coaching for a long time. And when you hired him, you were hiring him after Dick LeBeau. Right, so you knew, like, hey, you're going to have another old defensive coordinator, and we'll see how long he can stay around. And he gave you a couple years, and that's good enough.
So who's on the hot board now?
That I don't know.
Monty Kiffin, number one choice?
Wade Phillips.
He's fairly old as well.
I believe he is 72.
The Titans like their seasoned defensive coordinators, I guess.
Wade Phillips is right down that same lane.
And by
cut
seasoned,
from the same cloth.
By seasoned, I mean 70s, 80s.
I don't think there's anybody on staff that they would promote. So maybe a Wade Phillips, who I wouldn't mind Wade Phillips. I mean, he coaches top 10 defenses. That's what he always does. The only one I'm really worried about is if he hires Romeo Crennel, who he worked with in Houston, who isn't very good.
But does need a job.
But is also 72. I will be kind of upset if they hire Romeo Crennel. That's not a guy went around, but he has the Texans ties when Vrabel was there. I'm pretty sure Romeo Crennel would have been there in New England whenever Mike Vrabel was playing, so there's a deep relationship there.
He's at least a big name.
That's not always a good thing.
No.
If you're going with big name, I'll say let's go and hire Nashville's own Rex Ryan. Let's let him come coach the defense.
He's
a Nashville guy. He lives in Nashville, so he wouldn't have to move.
He's right next door,
and that's a name. There you go. There's a splash, and there's
just
a guy.
Call him up.
There's a guy I think that can coach defense, so we'll see what they do.
We will. We will indeed see what happens. Ozzy Osbourne has revealed that he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The heavy metal legend told ABC News that it was his first time speaking publicly about it. He said, "I'm no good with secrets. I cannot walk around with it anymore." Ozzy has Parkinson's.
Okay. That's unfortunate.
How do you feel about Ozzy Osbourne having Parkinson's?
I don't really have any thoughts on it other than like that's unfortunate. I wish good health on everybody.
All right. Marijuana sales.
What do you mean? What thoughts do I have? Do you have any thoughts on Ozzy Osbourne getting Parkinson's?
Not particularly.
Why would I have any thoughts on it?
I just thought it was a newsworthy note. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on Ozzy in general?
It's kind of cool when he bit the head off a bat, I guess. That was always a cool story to hear about.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but...
You've never seen the old clip?
No.
The old video of it?
No.
I don't know if I ever actually saw it either.
I always thought Sharon was kind of cute for an older woman.
Sharon!
I never watched their show.
Sharon!
I watched maybe a little bit of it, but I never like watched it while on. But I always thought Sharon was attractive for an old woman.
Attractive?
Yeah.
Is what you think of when you see Sharon Osbourne?
For an old woman, yeah. Not you? Sharon doesn't do it for
you? Not really my thing. No. Okay. The short pink hair. She's not really, you know... I don't know.
Sharon Osbourne?
Sharon Osbourne?
Do you know who she is?
I'm a Googler.
You don't know who Sharon Osbourne is?
You think...
I've probably seen her before, but I can't, like, think of
it. You think attractive when you see Sharon?
For an old... Well, I guess... With the important caveat of for an older woman, I'm not out here lusting over Sharon Osbourne, but when I think of her, I'm like, oh, she's pretty attractive. I like her accent.
I like her, who she is. I mean,
her personality is good, too. I like Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, I mean, I really like Sharon. I don't just think, wow, she's hot, though, when I see her.
I know who this is.
Well, thoughts? Attractive or not?
I guess for 67, yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying, for an old woman.
She's not as attractive as Stevie Nicks. Or is she?
I feel like Stevie Nicks. I feel like she's way more attractive than Stevie Nicks.
At their current age?
Yeah. At their current age.
Yeah, Stevie doesn't look great for... I don't know. Stevie's a little older, isn't she?
I mean, you're...
She's 71, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit older. No, Sharon's
way... Let's look at young Sharon.
Sharon's more attractive than Stevie Nicks at this point of their lives.
Maybe so, but back in the day, if you had
to pick
one... I mean,
they both were banging rock stars, so I don't know, like... Sharon got a rock star, too.
Yeah, but young Sharon Osbourne has nothing on young Stevie.
You haven't even seen young Sharon Osbourne.
I'm looking at her right now. I just Googled...
You Googled young Sharon Osbourne?
Yes.
I don't believe you for one second.
That's what I'm looking at.
She aged better, but older...
Yeah, but Google young Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, she aged great. Okay, she got better with time. That's okay.
Yeah, but Stevie Nicks back in the back in the 70s.
Ozzy also aged better. Ozzy looked weird when he was young.
Stevie in the 70s was gorgeous.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever.
Stevie had issues, okay? She can't age as well because of all the drugs.
You don't. Maybe Sharon was on drugs, too?
I don't know. Sharon did a few in her day, but Stevie Nicks was like, I mean, she used to keep a gram of coke.
Well, what are we even arguing about?
Her boot at all
times. What are we arguing about at this point?
I don't know. I think the ugly old rock stars are the ones you should appreciate more because they didn't age well.
What are we talking about? Who's cooler?
Way cooler.
Did you just want to talk about Stevie Nicks for some reason? Because
I love Stevie Nicks.
Okay, that's fine. You can just say that without trying to like manufacture an argument here.
What are you talking about?
You said I should appreciate her more. Like I never said I didn't appreciate Stevie Nicks.
Manufacturing an argument is what we do. It's live radio.
I mean,
we do that every day.
Usually, we're actually arguing though. Like I don't know what Stevie Nicks has to do.
Why do you hate Stevie Nicks?
I don't hate Stevie Nicks. I love her on Stop Dragging My Heart Around with Tom Petty. It's a great song.
That's where you think of Stevie Nicks. That's the first memory.
That's one of.
How about Rhiannon in 72?
Not as good as Stop Dragging My Heart Around to me.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks.
And she did a good job covering that Dixie Chick song.
She does it for me.
She did a good job with that Dixie Chick song.
I'm pretty sure that was the other way around.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that happened.
She didn't do it as good as the Dixie Chicks, but it was pretty good.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty good.
You're ridiculous.
I mean, why cover a song if you couldn't do it better than the Dixie Chicks? You know what I mean?
Apparently.
Why try to do it? It's already been done pretty good. You don't have to do it.
Right. Yeah, that's what happened. You ever look into Fleetwood Mac in the 70s? You like Fleetwood Mac?
I don't dislike them. I was thinking about that this weekend. I probably needed to run through their catalog a little bit more.
You should. You should check out. They did an album called Rumors.
I've heard of it.
It's a very popular album.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
They all hated each other when they made it.
Yeah.
When they made the album. See, the bass player, his name's John McVie, and the other female singer is Christine McVie. They had a relationship.
But there's probably rumored that he was sleeping with Stevie.
Well,
they're all sleeping with each other.
No, see, Stevie and Lindsey Buckingham had the relationship, but Stevie was also banging Mick Fleetwood, the drummer. They all kind of got around
like
a lot.
Sounds like an incestuous relationship.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. Marijuana sales in Oregon along the Idaho border are 420% higher than the statewide average, according to the state's Office of Economic Analysis.
Yeah. That's interesting.
What an interesting number, huh?
Yeah.
420% higher.
Well, that makes sense. They're on the border of a state that doesn't have the legal stuff, so people are just driving over.
It's just it's kind of convenient that they could put out this statistic.
But that's exactly the type of things that make other states legalize things.
Yep.
Like, that's why Tennessee, I imagine, legalized the lottery, was because people were driving to Georgia. I remember we used to do that all the time on the weekends. Not all the time, but a couple of times when I'd get really high, my mom would be like, hey, let's just drive an hour down the road to Georgia and buy some lottery tickets. Yeah. So I'd imagine if a state has legalized weed and it's gained, how what, 420% of what?
It's 420%. Sales are 420% higher than the statewide average.
Okay.
According to the state's Office of Economic Analysis.
And that's what, a city on the border, I guess? Or?
Yeah, on Idaho border, which means all the Idahoans, all the
Idahos.
Potatoes.
All the Idahos are going over to Oregon to get weed, and then they're bringing it back across the border.
Makes sense.
Well, eventually Idaho will say, this is stupid. Why are we letting all these tax dollars leave? Why are we doing this to ourselves? And then they'll do it.
Well,
and then it creates a chain reaction.
Especially when all the states around you are legal.
Yeah.
You know.
I used to have to drive from Georgia to either South Carolina or Tennessee to buy fireworks.
Yeah, really?
They didn't sell fireworks
not
in Georgia?
Not like big time ones. Like you get like the poppers and like ball of rockets. But if you want some like legit fireworks, you had to go to Tennessee or South Carolina or Alabama.
I imagine that there's a lot of people who go right over across the border and buy pot and then go back home to Idaho.
Smoke it.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm sure that there are probably I don't know, would there be a lot of cops on the road?
Like, it's Idaho, probably not.
They're probably trying to bust people, aren't they? I mean,
if they're smart. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. When we were in Colorado over the summer, we bought weed in Colorado because it's legal there.
Sure.
But then, you know, we're going all the way to California. So my buddies who are into that kind of thing, because I'm certainly not, they had to, you know, we basically had to go across state lines with it, you know, or smoke it all before we went across the state lines. So I told them, I was like, look, I don't want to be carrying weed across state lines where it's not legal. Because, you know, you get busted in Utah and then you're in jail in Salt Lake City and it's like, what am I going to do, you know? So I told him, I was like, we can't be riding dirty in Utah.
You can fly between weed legal states, though, with weed.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that.
You can fly from, like, Colorado to California and you're cool.
Well, like,
they're both legal states.
Utah just screws everything up.
You have weed in the airport?
You sure about that?
In California, at least now, it's legal to have it in the airport. And, yeah, if you're going to, like, a weed legal state, it's no big deal. Like, if they caught you with it and you're, like, going to, like, Oregon.
But if you're flying from California to Missouri...
But it's like you can have it in the airport, but you can't like take it past the line.
Okay.
You know, like checking. Well, you could if you don't get caught, but
well, yeah.
In theory, you're not supposed to.
The thing you want to do.
Got any other headlines?
I was trying to talk about weed. The De'Eric King, he's going to Miami.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Really thought you were going to segue from your weed talk to Crystal's filing for bankruptcy. Really thought you were going to do that.
I was trying to inform our audience of America's marijuana laws, and you cut me off. Cam and I were in the middle of a very engaged discussion.
Yeah, it seemed like right down both of your wheelhouses.
We were trying to help people in the airports of this country.
I don't know how many of our listeners are going to be flying to, like, Utah and... Oregon or California anytime soon.
I'm sure a lot of people travel out west.
A what?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
I know you don't leave the house, but a lot of people like to travel.
I've been all over the place. I've logged a lot of miles the last 3 weekends.
You have the last 3 weekends.
That was one of my New Year's resolutions. We didn't make any resolutions for our show, by the way.
No, we didn't do that this year.
I thought it was helpful for me last year.
The other ones worked so well.
Mine worked great last year. I kept all three of mine.
We didn't get to talk about the quarterback situation all year.
I didn't. My resolutions from last year worked perfectly.
What were yours other than talk about quarterbacks?
The three-hour members, we weren't going to argue about Tennessee's quarterback situation. We never once argued about it. I didn't argue with anybody about it. So I was going to play fantasy baseball. I did. I didn't like it. Not going to do it again. But I did it. It didn't really help me stay more engaged with baseball. It didn't really help work, so I'm not playing it again. And number three was I wasn't going to argue with anybody online or anywhere about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Every time somebody tried to start an argument about that, just was able to high-step it, ignore it.
I just don't argue with anyone online about anything. You should try that. It's very nice. Just throw things out there. Just put your thoughts out there.
Mute conversation?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a wonderful feeling.
There's a lot of Kansas City fans or people that were trying to stomp on the grave of the third-best team in the league, the Tennessee Titans. Like, that's – we lost. I mean, big deal. I mean, like, it doesn't – doesn't mean we suck. We lost. Chiefs were good. Congratulations. A lot of people doing that. I just kept muting conversation.
Or just mute those people or block those people.
Yeah.
I have a real problem.
It's easier to mute the conversation. That way you could get notifications about the retweets, quote tweets, the likes. Just new people.
I've muted so many people. Now I get things where like people tag me and I don't see it. Or I miss a lot of things now because I've muted so many people.
That's unfortunate to our audience who probably feels like you have muted them.
I have. A lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the ones that are nice and friendly.
Sure.
But I've muted a lot of people that are, you know, they've said things. I didn't like what they said, so I muted them.
Sure.
Could have blocked them. Didn't do that.
That's growth.
Yeah. Muting someone's a powerful feeling, though, because you can just – they can still reply to you and take the time out of their day to say something to you.
Okay.
You just don't ever see it.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Whereas with blocking someone, you know, then they just – you cut off all engagement.
I only block people who earn the block. But I do throw some mutes around every now and then. But like I said, usually I don't mute the person. I just mute the conversation.
Or do you ever have one that, like, you have a mutual following with someone, but they're very annoying? Like, their tweets are very annoying, but you could never unfollow them or block them. Because, like, maybe you met them at somewhere.
Sure.
And you talked to them in person, and they're a nice person, so you followed each other. And then, you know, so you don't want to unfollow
them. Yeah, you just mute them.
There's a guy like that I have, I met him at a bar one time, and we talked for a long time. He was a nice guy, but... now all he does is like tweet about like EDM music. His tweets are very annoying.
Okay.
So I've muted him, but I don't want to go to the extent of unfollowing him.
That's nice.
Because I think that he might think back to that night in the bar like, wow, I thought this guy was a friend.
You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I get it.
So, you know, it's a odd world out there.
I thought that the sports resolutions helped. I think I followed all three of mine. I think... I'm debating on whether or not I should open back up the idea of arguing about Tennessee's quarterback position because we talked about that in hour one. Thoughts on that? Should that stay off the table? Because it did help the show a lot. It did help my mental – I don't say mental health. That's a little too dramatic. But it did help me just not engage with people on the internet that were saying dumb things.
I don't know. I like when we can be different than the other shows on our station. Because, like, all the other shows do that.
Yeah, so we should just stick with it?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's all, like, which, I don't know. I guess every show has kind of their own crowd, their own people that like them. But that's just, I don't know. If you're somebody that likes listening to the station all day, you probably don't want to hear the same thing over and over and over and over again, right? I always like that we can be the kind of the change of pace show.
Okay. So I will continue to not argue about the Tennessee quarterback position.
That's fine with me. Until we get to a point
our
where
our official stance is we trust the coaches. Trust the coaches. The coaches will play the best players.
They get paid to do this.
Sounds
kind
of weird to say.
They'll pay the best players?
No, play the best players.
Oh, and pay them. Pay the best players, too.
I would imagine the best players get paid more than the not good players.
They should pay the best
I just think the
players.
Whole take of trust the coaches is pretty – naive and sounds like you've been bought off. I don't want to, like, I was joking about that statement, but whatever. I think it'll work itself out.
I think people know we haven't been bought off.
Yeah.
We can be. If sure. Well, I won't speak for you, but
cut the check.
I can be. If
cut the check. CTC.
CTC. Yeah.
Cut the check.
Yeah. Cut the check, and we'll, I'll sheep it up all the time. Yeah. I'll be a PR front for the university if that's what you want.
There we go.
Who would you rather have as a spokesman?
Than you? Nobody.
Or just us. Us or the
You'd be a good spokesman because people would be like, oh, this guy's been around. Yeah. This guy's been around the block. He's got experiences. He's not some professional shill.
This guy sounds like somebody that knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Look at this guy. Professional.
Yeah. All you got to do is cut a check if you're listening.
CTC. So we're going to keep the quarterback one?
I mean, maybe until we have to talk about it. Is there a difference in talking about it and arguing about it? I mean,
talking about it and arguing about it. I'm going to specify argue. We'll talk about it.
We talked about it for the first hour.
And we talked about it last year. We just didn't argue about it. I didn't argue with people about it. When I say argue, I mean like arguing with people about it who have their mind made up and, you know, they want to be convinced of why so-and-so should play and all that. I'm going to go to another road game this year. I kind of enjoy going to the road NFL games. And I'm going to – this might be a bad one for the station, but I'm going to go to a couple Tennessee football games this year. I don't know if that means like I'll have to skip voluntary reaction or what, but I really want to go to Norman.
Okay.
Maybe we could just take it on the road. I don't know how that would work, but I want to go to Norman, Oklahoma.
Well,
that's going to be on my resolution list because who knows the next time we'll play them there. I skipped it in 2015, and you know that could have been my only like shot for the last like for the next like 30 years. But luckily, we put them back on the schedule for some reason.
I mean, I have an open trip since we're not going to Miami. I can plan for a different one. Is that really where we want to go, though? Do we want to spend the time to drive to Norman, Oklahoma?
Do you have a better suggestion?
Fly.
We don't have to, I didn't say anything about driving. We can fly.
Oh, you probably can't even fly into. How close is Norman to? I guess you fly into Oklahoma City or.
I have zero clue, buddy.
Is it close to Tulsa?
I don't know. Can you even fly into. Does Tulsa have a national airport?
I've flown out of Tulsa before.
Have you? Okay. Well, of course, I don't really want to have a car in Oklahoma City either because, you know, I guess we could fly.
We don't have to go to Norman. My guy TC from Volunteer Vodka texts in, says Norman sucks. Says the day the girl went to Oklahoma, don't go to Norman.
It sounds like a place that sucks.
Okay, well, where else do you want to go? Because I don't really want to go to – let's go to Athens. We could do Athens.
Athens would be –
But Athens depends on us being good. Let's just say, all right, Norman's out. Maybe also go to Norman, but that won't be my resolution. Sports resolution, we'll go to an away SEC game this year. And I assume our best bet will be Athens.
Be cool if we were playing at like USC.
Not. We are playing at USC in Columbia. You want to go to Columbia?
I've been to Columbia. I'm good.
I'm going to continue that to be my yearly resolution of not going to Columbia, South Carolina.
Well, why don't we just go to a Titans road game?
We can do that. I got my eye on Minnesota. I'm going to go to Minnesota for the for a Titans road game
Mall
next year.
Mall of America.
They got a heated Skyway. You can walk around the whole city like indoors in the heat, so it's not that cold. The whole city like connects like, you know, with not tunnels, obviously tunnels are underground, but like a Skyway.
You referring to a rail system?
Just like you walk though.
You walk.
Yeah.
Around the city?
Mm-hmm. Like their downtown their downtown area is like inverted in the sky.
Why wouldn't you just walk on the sidewalk?
Because it's cold. Because it's really cold in Minnesota.
You bundle up.
I think we wanted something more efficient.
Okay.
Something better for their people.
So they have a heated skywalking system.
Yeah.
Bunch of skywalkers.
Shout out to Luke.
How about that? Rest in peace.
Is Luke still the biggest skywalker? Has he been passed by the other girl? The girl from the latest movies. What's her name? Raina? Was it Raina?
I think it's Ray.
Ray? Okay. Luke's still bigger than Ray, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he's dead, though. I don't know. I don't keep up with
Thanks
him.
Thanks a lot, Kim.
Well.
I've only seen the original
trilogy. Spoiler alert, bro. Damn.
I don't know. He's not as cool as Baby Yoda.
So Minnesota sounds fun. I'm going to go to Minnesota for a road game in the NFL.
Okay.
I haven't been on the road to watch the Vols in a while. It's been since 2016.
Well, we're just not going anywhere cool this year. Fayetteville's a pretty good time.
I will not be going to Fayetteville.
Dixon Street's a good bar.
Unless your buddy Mo from back home will be there.
My buddy Mo from back home will house us.
Okay, then I might be able to be convinced to go to Fayetteville. We'll go watch Felipe Franks.
I mean, the
Halloween. I don't know if I want to spend Halloween in Fayetteville.
It's a nice place.
Isn't that game on Halloween? I know it's like Halloween weekend.
It's Halloween night.
No, not going to Fayetteville.
It is a nice place.
I'm sorry, but I'm not spending my Halloween.
Dixon, it's a good bar street. Very good bar street.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield had a time there.
It's a good bar street.
You remember what happened to Baker?
Yeah.
What did you go to Arkansas for? Track?
Track. Okay. They had a really cool bar with a super sweet gimmick, but I'm going to steal for a bar one day.
They got some good bars.
Don't say it over the airs.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say it.
We'll talk later.
You remember Baker Mayfield. He got arrested there.
Okay. Maybe that just doesn't seem like a game with a lot of stakes.
No, it doesn't.
No.
I mean, well, are any of these games going to—
Georgia could be.
Georgia could.
Oklahoma could be.
Georgia's the answer. There's a fourth one, South Carolina.
I already made a vow to not go to Columbia, South Carolina.
South Carolina, Oklahoma. Is there another road game?
There'll be four SEC road games. There always are.
Well, what's the— Vandy.
Vandy.
Been to Nashville.
Georgia, South Carolina, and then what?
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Maybe Oklahoma?
You just said we weren't going to Oklahoma. My guy TC said we can't go to Norman. It sucks.
But for the game— The game might be.
Well, that was my whole point, and then you vetoed me.
We're just working through it. I mean, that's, you know, I'm trying to think of the best destination. You know, like you said, Arkansas, there's no stakes. Georgia would be number one, but we just don't know if we'll be good by then.
Yeah, that's the problem. See, Oklahoma is the beginning of the year. I assume we're not going to lose to Charlotte. Is that our first game? I assume we're not going to lose that game again this year.
Remember Georgia State last year?
That's why I'm going to assume we're not going to lose it. Who knows? We could, but I'm going to assume we're not going to lose it. So, like Oklahoma, you're guaranteed to feel good about yourself going into the game.
You're guaranteed to have hope. Kind of like when we went on the bus to West Virginia game.
Yeah, that seemed really dumb in hindsight.
Yeah, well, I had a good time.
That's good. So, we're going to leave it open. We're not going to lock down the location yet. Either way, we'll go to a road game this year. Or I'll go to a road game. You guys are invited. But that's something I want to do again. I haven't been able to do it in 17, 18, or 19, so... I might have to miss the post-game show or might have to make other arrangements, but I miss doing that. That was like what this playoff run reminded me. I like going to big games. That's one of my favorite things to do. I don't go to the bad games, big game John over here, but I do want to go to a road game.
Norman's further west than Kansas City. It takes about—
We will not be driving that.
About 13 hours.
Nope, not driving it then. Not driving it then, because that ride back from Kansas City is like, I'm not doing this again.
Either way, we could stay with my buddy Mo from back home. We could stop halfway. I mean, I imagine Arkansas, we could stop somewhere. I got friends all over.
I don't know if I actually want to meet your buddy Mo from back home.
I
enjoy the image I have of your buddy Mo from back home more than I might actually enjoy Mo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could stay with my other buddy Wilson from back home.
Nah, he doesn't sound as cool as Mo. But I have him. I don't have an image of Wilson in my head, so maybe.
Looks like me. But
I'm good.
But
I'll not be staying with Wilson. I don't need two of you.
He looks like me.
Too much body heat in that house.
A tad bit smaller than me.
For all three of us, there's no way. That sounds like too much snoring and heat. I'm out.
He's a little shorter, and he's about 320 instead of 350.
Okay.
He's a little smaller than me.
Do you feel superior to him? Since you're a little bit taller and a little bit bigger, like if it,
nah.
He's a big dude, but he knows if he ever gets out of line, you can put him back in line type of
thing.
Nah,
he's a tough guy. He was a good lineman. We made a good pair, guard-tackle combo. We were guard-tackle, you know. We both.
Do you guys have like a special bond you have? Yeah.
We go back a long way. We were friends.
Wait, were you a tackle or a guard? For some reason,
tackle. I played guard too, but I was both.
I figured you, but for some reason I thought
I played guard up through my junior year, and then I'd gotten so big.
You ate yourself out of the position.
I'd gotten so big they wouldn't let me pull anymore.
Yeah,
they just wanted me to be a road grader.
They as in the coaches or they as in the city? The state had a weight limit for pulling.
No, they.
It's like in Little League, in my Little League, if once you got over, I think it was 160, they put a stripe on your helmet and you couldn't carry the ball anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it was our coaches.
It's like anything over 350, no more pulling guards. You have to pass block at all times.
It was our coaches. And really, they were kind of dumb because I was fully capable of pulling.
You would think you would have created big holes.
I was fully capable of pulling.
They were trying to punish you. They were trying to get you to drop a couple pounds.
They were trying to make sure I could last the whole game with, I guess, but they
not cardiac arrest.
They underestimated my endurance because they would make us run.
That's because you wouldn't go run in the practice. You didn't show them that you actually had some endurance.
I tell you what it is. They were outdated. They were old school because they would make us go out and like run a mile.
Yeah,
and that like a guy like me can't do that.
You need 10-yard sprints,
right? And coaches know that now.
10-yard sprints. It's not about a mile.
Coaches know that. But when we would get on the sled, I could go as many or more reps than anybody, just pushing the sled, and you know, you get a little recovery period, and then you push it again.
Are you going high school athlete, mad at coaches route here?
I'm sure
every sports radio host has done before.
A little bit.
Anybody who's ever played high school sports has blamed their coaches. Is that what's happening here?
All I'm saying is
you could have maybe picked up some offers if you get to show that you could play guard and pull.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I could have caked a few more linebackers.
Yeah.
If I could have pulled, you know, yeah. I was fully capable of pulling. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know if Wilson had it in him, though. Could he have played tackle?
He was a little too short.
Yeah.
He didn't have the long arms like I do. Because, you know, that's what I'm known for. My arms are so long.
Like, your personal career might have been better, but the team's offensive line might have taken a hit.
Yeah, I don't know.
It does seem really dumb to make a big lineman run a mile, though. Like, when's that going to come in handy?
It is dumb. It is dumb.
Can you get 5 yards down the field on run blocking? Can you do that for a 10-minute drive? That's what I'd be testing you out.
That's what you need.
Can you sprint 10 yards? Can you make it down the field? Here's what I would do. Down the field once, down the field twice, you get 10 minutes. We're going to go whistle, sprint, whistle, sprint, whistle, sprint. Maybe 10 minutes is too long. Maybe it's more like 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes.
Do what
now?
Down the field and back?
Yeah.
10 minutes.
10 minutes is probably too long. I have to think about it. 8 minutes, 10-second increments, 10-yard increments. You sprint for 10 yards, you stop. You rest 20 seconds, you sprint 10 more yards. That's what I would do.
Oh, I thought you meant you give someone 10 minutes to go down the field and back.
No. We're gonna play it like a drive.
Okay.
You sprint 10 yards, you stop. There's 20 seconds at the play clock, whatever. You do it again.
Yeah.
You do it again.
Well, that's
But you got to go down and back twice.
That's what we would do with the sled, except you push the sled 10 yards and then stop.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you have like a 100-pound weight. It's an individual man sled.
100 pounds seems a little light.
Well, it is, but when you're pushing
most of your linemen would be probably 230 or something like that.
Yeah, but when you're pushing a sled, it's hard to – it's not really supposed to be the
– I always wanted to talk about resolution, that somehow we're talking about your high school football career.
Well, you kind of
I did not bring
this.
It up.
You led us through this.
I don't think I did.
You started asking about my buddy Wilson from back home because you know my buddy Mo from back home. So you started asking
about
my
buddy Wilson. I didn't even know Wilson. All I said was I didn't know if I wanted to stay with Mo. Somehow I really don't even go to Arkansas, but I kind of do now.
My buddy Mo from back home and my buddy Wilson from back home used to live together. They don't anymore.
Wilson from back home doesn't flow. You need to think of a different distinction.
Now, my buddy Clint from back home lives in a different town.
Not everyone could be from back home. Mo from back home kind of rhymes. I like him.
These are all real characters.
Yeah, your buddy Mo from back home, he works. Clinton and Wilson, they got to be two different guys.
Can you guess who Clint was named after?
I'm going to guess Bill.
He was born in 92.
I'm going to guess Bill, not Hillary.
Yeah. Well, no, not Hillary at the time, but
I wonder if he tells people now he was named after Hillary, or if he just tries to ignore that.
No, he still rolls with Bill, I think.
Rolls with Bill.
I don't know. He's not very political. What were you? So you don't want to go to Arkansas?
I'm open to it, I guess, but I just don't want to do it on Halloween.
Okay.
Because Halloween's finally on the weekend. I haven't really got to celebrate Halloween the last couple of years, and I love Halloween.
Well, then we won't go there.
Norman, Athens. And I feel like those are the only two options.
Just completely ruling out Columbia? Like,
I don't want to go to South Carolina.
No desire. Have you been?
To Columbia?
Yeah.
No, I want to keep it that way.
Okay.
I've driven past on the way to Charleston, but never stopped in Columbia.
I went, you know, 2014.
I've never heard anybody say it was a fun time or that, you know what, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't miserably cold, and it wasn't really annoying listening to the cock screeching. Well, what's the sound they make?
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about. Like
Well, the you get to see the entrance, you know.
The sandstorm?
Yeah.
I can watch American Pie and watch Jason Biggs dance around to that music
as
he strips for Cheyenne Elizabeth.
You know, the 2001 Space Odyssey, you know, you get to see that.
No thanks.
The cock is in the cage.
No thanks.
And then eventually the cock breaks out of his cage.
Don't want to see that.
You know.
I live my life trying to not see things like that. Just generic entrances. No thanks.
Like running through a letter shaped by a...
Excuse me?
Like when a band shapes a letter, a simple letter that, you know, you just run straight and then to the right.
Are you sitting here trying to say that Space Odyssey and this chicken running around is better than running through the power T? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's not what I'm saying. But
it sounds like that's what you're trying to say.
You reference generic entrances.
Who else runs out of a letter? Does anyone else run out of a letter, Cam?
I don't know. It just seems, you know.
Does anyone else run out of a letter? That doesn't seem generic. That seems kind of original.
It seems pretty simple, though.
Simple, sure. But effective, yes. There's a reason there's a saying, simple
I like
but effective.
It. I
simple
like
does
it.
Not mean bad.
No, I like it. I
sounds
like,
it. Like you like the you like cocky more. You like cocky more than the T?
No.
You a big cocky fan?
I tell you what I would like as an animal is what I would like.
We got Smokey.
Yeah, but
he's just a dog. Who do you think leads us through the T?
He's just a dog.
What is cocky?
I'm not saying South Carolina's better. I'm saying I'd like to
you
have
want
a Ralphie.
Mike the Tiger?
I want Ralphie or Mike or like
Mike. Mike doesn't do anything. Mike just sits in a damn cage and
wouldn't
dies.
Wouldn't it be badass if he led them out of the tunnel?
But he doesn't. He can't because you can't really trust the domestication of tigers.
Wouldn't it be
Can
something?
You trust the domestication of tigers,
the
Cam?
Two Vegas guys,
like
Siegfried and Roy
really.
Did.
And they got eight.
Siegfried and Roy
they got bit.
It.
They got attacked. You can't trust the domestication of tigers.
But would that not be the most badass entrance of all time?
No.
If a tiger led them out.
Yeah, it probably would be.
Like,
I can't trust it.
Just let free run out there, too, like not even on a leash.
You just sacrifice a couple band members from time to time, you know?
If Mike runs out enough, maybe they won't have a band anymore.
Feed Mike.
But LSU then wouldn't be able to play neck, and people love neck.
Yeah. I say you feed Mike a lot of meat right before he goes out
that
so
way
he's
he
not
won't
too
be hungry.
Hungry.
Okay.
And, you know,
he could have a taste for meat and wants more.
Well, if you lose an occasional trumpet player, then you lose an occasional trumpet player. You know, I mean, it's just kind of part of the deal. But think about how badass that entrance would be. And I don't like generic.
Mauling to start the game. That would be kind of cool.
I mean,
he's trying to deflect and make it about Mike as if he didn't say that
Ralphie?
He liked cocky more than.
I do not know.
He likes cocky more than Smokey.
That is not.
Or he likes Mike more than Smokey. And he likes the Space Odyssey Sandstorm combo more than running through the T.
No, now you're putting words in my mouth.
You're the one who was talking about cocky. Those came out of your mouth, not mine.
I don't think it's that great. You called it generic, and I thought, well, is it any more generic than running through it, you know?
I mean, you were just talking about how you hated EDM guy on your Twitter timeline.
Right.
And now you're caping for...
I am not caping for it. I just said, you said you hate generic entrances, and I said, is it any more generic than what we do?
When I hear South Carolina coming out, I just think of Jason Biggs humping a chair. That's what I think of.
Okay. I mean, I think, you know, Inner Sandman's generic. I don't, you know, I'm not all impressed by Virginia Tech's entrance.
Who's talking about Virginia Tech?
I think it's generic. I'm just saying.
Who's talking about it?
I think a lot of them are generic.
It's manufactured tradition. There's a difference. The T is tradition.
I could use a buffalo storming out of my locker room. That's all
cocky. How long have I been doing the whole cocky thing? How long has that been going on?
I don't know.
Feels like manufactured tradition.
Again.
And you fall for it. You like it.
Again, I never said it was
better
than
ours. Go to break, Cam. Go to break.
Never once.
Try to do some resolutions. My new resolution is to find a new co-host.
Pops and Hollers is your desk.
All right, I got a couple people actually advocating for Columbia. Said the women are nice. The bar scene's good. Columbia, South Carolina, maybe back on the potential list. It's also been suggested that maybe we go to a college game that's not UT, but that seems pretty dreadful. I've only done that one time, though. Gone to a non-UT college football game, and it was a miserable experience. However, it was because it was Western Kentucky versus Vanderbilt.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ooh. Back when I used to write for Athlon Sports, I used
when
to
you were a Big J?
When I was a Big J.
Big J.
I used to get paid per page views, so I would have to try to write something interesting about like I was responsible for Tennessee, Georgia, Vandy, and Kentucky. So to get paid, I would always try to write stuff about Tennessee and Georgia. Like, I would do good sometimes. I would make as much as, like, $300 on an article.
Yeah.
But then they would assign me these other articles.
And you just blow through those.
Oh, my God. It would be like a Western Kentucky Vanderbilt game preview.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure I wrote that one time. And I might make, like, $5 on
it. So what would you do on those?
Because nobody read those.
What would you do? Just write it very generic?
Oh, yeah. I'd just blow through it. I'd try to not spend much time on it. Because, you know, you don't get paid anything for it.
What's the most click... baity article you've ever written? since you've been on the side of the clickbait business. What's been the most successful clickbaity article you've had?
There's no telling. I'm sure it was something about Tennessee. I don't know. I wrote one time. It was like, pump the brakes on Josh Dobbs or something. And like, Josh Dobbs blocked me for it. And then you bashed me on your radio show.
It wasn't for the Josh Dobbs one.
And it was that one, I'm pretty sure.
Nah, the one I read was about how Butch Jones is better than Derek Dooley and blah, 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 blah.
I did not write anything
like that. It was about, no, the one I read and bashed you for was just talking. It was like year two, and you're still defending Butch Jones because of Derek Dooley. And I was like, let's let it go.
What?
It was in 2015 because I had a radio show.
I remember you and Kyle.
And you wrote about it. The thing that made me mad about it, I remember, was that it was still blaming Derek Dooley for what was happening in year three.
That's not what it was.
About Josh Dobbs. It was about year three. And maybe it was defending Josh Dobbs.
It could have been the same article. I don't know.
Maybe it was defending Josh Dobbs, but it was. I remember because I was like, it's year three. Let's get over Butch. Let's get over Derek Dooley. I was like, enough. Let's quit giving Derek Dooley let's quit giving Butch Jones a pass because of Derek Dooley.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're welcome for the content. Yeah.
Well, let's get over it.
Yeah, I'm over it. I was just trying to make some money.
I understand. I gave you more publicity. You're welcome for the extra page views.
I made like $300 or $400 on that article.
Yeah, you're welcome for the extra page views, buddy.
I was number one that week in Athlon Sports page views.
Really?
Yeah. Even above the guys that, like, you know, they're national guys, they're salaried guys. I killed it that week. And then they made me go write another, you know, hey, let's preview the Austin Peay Kentucky
game. You made a problem of showing you were too good.
Yeah, I guess.
Then they're like, hey, let's see if this guy can spice up Austin Peay versus Vandy.
Yeah. So then I quit and went to a real company, Saturday Down South. Got paid by the hour there. And then I said something to a nun, and, you know.
It all went down.
The rest is
there.
History.
Yeah.
The rest is history.
And that was the end of your journal, your Big J journalism career.
Yeah, Big J.
Yeah.
It's for the best. So what were we talking about?
Well, I was just updating that I'd said I've never heard anyone say they had fun in Columbia, but I actually then got met with some resistance of people saying Columbia was fun.
Columbia. Hard to be excited about a place where you can run into a cock at any moment, isn't it?
Don't want any part of that. Zero parts. The screeching, no thanks.
They do have a train called the Cockaboose that people tailgate on. I remember that from when I
don't
want to
be on the Cockaboose. Under no scenario do I want to be on a train called the Cockaboose. That I want no parts of that train. No parts of the train Cockaboose. No thanks.
A train full of cocks.
No thanks.
There, from what I remember, one good thing about it, though, in 2014, it was flat. You know, when you walk, no hills. No hills there.
Okay.
So that, I mean,
that's a plus.
Yeah, that part was good.
But I'd imagine Oklahoma is similar. I'd imagine it's pretty flat.
I'm guessing it is, yes.
We'll figure it out later.
All right.
We'll figure it out later. It's on my list of things to do this year.
Sounds good.
Anything you want to put on your resolution sheet before we move on?
Oh, what, for things to do this year?
Just in sports, not
personal.
Yeah, I'm going to do all that.
Sports wise?
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah,
did you see what the Pro Bowl is experimenting with? They are trying a new onside kick method this weekend at the Pro Bowl. It's been tossed around. I believe the AAF had this, and you know it's been proposed by the NFL owners, and it got rejected. Or I guess it got proposed and then rejected by NFL owners. But the NFL is putting it in the Pro Bowl this weekend, maybe to see if people like it instead of onside kicks, Cody, which were really unsuccessful this year. They are going with the fourth down and 15 method. Have you seen this one? Instead of onside kicks, you get the option of starting on your own 25-yard line and getting one play to gain 15 yards. And if you get it, you keep the ball. If you don't get it, the team gets it. The other team gets it wherever you get stopped at.
What?
If you, instead of kicking an onside kick, you could take the ball at your 25-yard line.
Your own.
Fourth and 15.
And you convert it and you get the ball?
You get it wherever you converted it at.
That's – no. No.
You're out on that?
Yeah. Because, I mean, like if they would ever implement that, then everybody would go for that after they score.
You think everyone would go for a fourth and 15?
On their own 25 or on the opponent's?
No, on their own 25.
I think converting a
because if you miss it, the other team's basically in scoring position already.
Converting a 15-yard play seems to me a lot more likely than getting an onside kick.
Yeah, but the benefits or the dangers of not converting it, you know, you're basically putting them in scoring position. You know, if it's an incomplete pass, they have the ball on your 25-yard line already.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. As opposed to at midfield.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to see what the, if they implemented it, I'd like to see the mathematics.
I would imagine the Pro Bowl, you'll see teams be more aggressive with it, right? Because there's no penalty.
Well, you don't want to lose the Pro Bowl.
Right. There's no stakes to the Pro Bowl. You can just do this. Like, hey, we're going to try this rights. A couple times and see how it works.
There's bragging rights.
Plus, defense isn't necessarily a priority in the Pro Bowl, so you might see some teams pick up these 4th and 15s to start their drive.
When's the last time you had the Pro Bowl on the TV screen?
Never.
Ever?
No, I mean, like, it's been a decade.
Like, not even watched a little of it?
I will say, I mean, watched a little bit of it is a different answer because I've been at bars before on this day and it'll be on. You know, like a couple years ago, we did the Royal Rumble at Hops and Hollers, and, you know, the Pro Bowl was on before the Royal Rumble came on.
Okay.
But this is Royal Rumble weekend. I don't have time for the Pro Bowl. It's who's going to win the Rumble.
You don't really just sit down and watch?
Never. I've never done that.
Never.
Not since I've been, like, 12 or 13. Like, yeah. I'm sure when I was 12 or 13, I liked it, but otherwise, no.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think maybe I did when I was
There's been a couple times in the past where I've been on the over, so I've watched a little bit of it, more than I care to admit, maybe, but... That's been a while. But actually, even when I bet the over, I think I just checked it back in to see like if they were scoring. I don't think I actually like stayed to watch it. Nah, if it's close in the fourth quarter, maybe I'll turn it on there if I'm at home.
Uh-huh.
But usually not even then. Like it's been like 6 or 7 years since I've even turned it on to see if it's close in the fourth quarter. I don't care at all about the Pro Bowl. Like not even 1%. I like the skill stuff that they do leading up to it. The competition and stuff, like the dodgeball, the relay races, stuff like that. I enjoy that. So I'll have like some stuff recording on the NFL Network this week. But other than that, I'm out. You a Pro Bowl guy?
No.
Okay.
I was just
the ratings for it are always still pretty good.
Yeah, no, I don't watch it. I was wondering when the World's Strongest Man competition is. You ever watch those? Because
mm-hmm.
That made me think of that when you talked about the skills competitions.
The World's Strongman competition is much better than the Pro Bowl.
When is that? Is that like
I don't feel like they air it anymore. I haven't seen
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
I think it has been replaced by the CrossFit Games.
Oh.
I think the CrossFit Games has replaced the World's Strongest Man competition.
That's not cool.
No, the World's Strongest Man competition was so cool. They'd carry those big boulders.
Yeah.
You like, see their legs like start shaking.
Like a log on
their
back.
I'm thinking like the Atlas competition where you had to carry these three boulders and like set them up on the...
Stack them.
Yeah, you had to put them up on the thing. And
yeah.
Could he get the extra heavy one on the higher platform? Only the real men could do that.
That was hard to
Although
do.
Some of those real big strong men are like short and stocky, so the getting the ball high enough for them was tough. But every now and then you get like a 6'7", just monster.
Some guy named like Bjorgensen.
It was this past weekend.
Was it on TV?
Really? Damn it.
I don't know, but I Googled it, and the first article was talking about how the guy won it over the weekend, some guy from U.S.
Oh, damn wow.
It, we missed it.
Was it the international one or just the American one?
Because
I feel like usually the U.S. men don't win, but maybe I'm wrong.
It's a strongman USA.
Yeah, this might just be a feeder. This might be a feeder one, Cam.
Do they do that on Venice Beach? Or where does it? No, it's in Florida.
He qualified for the classic later in the year.
Okay, yeah.
Manatee Public Beach is where they'll have it.
Didn't the mountain win a couple of these?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because I mean, he was a big tall guy, could easily get those boulders up. He dominated Atlas.
Yeah, he's like 6'8".
Yeah.
And then he spent the rest of his days protecting Cersei Lannister until her untimely demise.
Gotta say he failed at that job.
From May 20th to May 24th, it'll be.
They gonna put that on ESPN? Does it still air on ESPN? I don't feel like it does.
I hope so. I mean, what else are they going to air?
They could at least put it on ESPN Plus, right?
Yeah, like what else are they going to air from May 20th to May 24th? The NBA is...
right in the playoffs.
Well,
but
yeah,
they play at night. And
and it'll be on
baseball.
Like...
Baseball. Baseball will be going.
Yeah, but baseball's always going on, you know.
You were just talking about how excited you are for the Dodgers.
I am excited.
You sound more excited for the World Strongman competition than you are the baseball season.
The Dodgers play 162 times. I'll sacrifice a game to watch a little strongman.
Okay.
Although I don't have any World Strongest Man competition hats yet. I'm up to two Dodgers hats. I need a World's Strongest Man hat.
I'll get you some gear. You can just wear the shirt around and act as if you're a competitor.
I want to get a hat that just says World's Strongest Man.
I'm sure Mark Henry sold a couple of those.
Probably.
Was he able to?
Mark Henry.
Was it trademarked?
Man. What a guy. Mark Henry. That guy was massive, wasn't he? Imagine getting in a street fight with Mark Henry.
You'd have to try to pull his hair or something.
You'd have to do something. You'd have to. That guy would. He would kill you. Or me. I'm not just saying you. I mean, he would kill like average guy in the street. I'm pretty sure.
Now you see why he was a little bit of a draw in the WWE.
He brought some
legitimacy to it.
Who would you take in a street fight? A small UFC guy or Mark Henry?
Mark Henry.
What about McGregor?
Mark Henry.
McGregor would probably hurt him, wouldn't he?
McGregor has some knockout power.
But, man, if like in a street fight,
Mark Henry gets on top of him. Mark Henry. I'm going to go with the guy who comes out to the song, Somebody Gonna Get Their Ass Whipped.
Somebody Gonna Get Their Ass
I'm going to side with Mark Henry.
Yeah.
There's weight classes for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mark Henry.
Mark Henry over a small UFC fighter.
Yeah.
And Mark Henry's at least trained in the art of fighting.
Yeah.
Not like maybe.
Sure, but I'm sure he's done some like boxing and grappling and stuff to like train. And he's, like, really strong. He was, like, an Olympic athlete, so he's athletic. I mean, yeah, I'm going with Mark Henry.
Mark Henry or yourself with a sledgehammer?
Mark Henry. I wouldn't be able to swing the sledgehammer hard enough.
You'd have, like, one shot at the knee while he's coming in over.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't put in – I feel like I would – I don't think I could do a kill shot with the sledgehammer.
Yeah, probably not. Think there's any way you could beat Mark Henry?
A gun?
What about a knife?
Nope.
Sword?
Sword – You just got to try to – yeah, I think I could poke the swords through his chest as he's coming or through his stomach.
I'd say kind of like backpedal as he's coming and slice.
I wouldn't slice. I'm poking.
I'm thinking slice low.
No.
I think if you try to poke, he'll grab that thing.
I'll cut his hands.
Yeah,
grab a sword?
Yeah, but he's a big, tough guy. His hands are
Can you stop a sword by grabbing it?
Yeah, but you got to know how calloused Mark Henry's hands are.
Hour two in the books. I'm stressed now. Hour three on deck. Six.